And do you ever have a name for a part-time unskilled preacher?
I've heard of it.
Printable. You ever hear him called a jackleg preacher?
No, I haven't.
Or a yard axe?
No.
Any other name that you might have to think of?
No, but I'm a learning.
You ever remember what the female sheep was?
Yo, yeah.
And, okay. The man before whom the jury meets, the court of the trial is
judge.
And a person who goes to school is
a scholar. What?
Or another word, a pupil or a
student. Yes.
And the lady who works for the boss, takes dictation and types his letters, is his first
secretary, probably.
And the officers of a town are what? The officers of the town around here, people?
Well, mayor or the trustees?
Trustees. Sometimes we call them councilmen. Mm-hmm. Trustees. You're not a Canadian, you're an
American.
A fellow who has not white skin, but brown skin is a
Mongolian.
Or a they're having trouble with integration problems.
Negro, yes.
Do you have any word for one if you don't like him? You want to get rid of him? You call him a derogatory term of some sort? I mean, that's in that sort of word, like Negro or Negra, or call him coon ever?
Coon, good.
Or darky?
Darky, yes.
Nigger? There's some parts of the South where he'd rather be called a nigger than Negro.
Oh.
It's just, thing switches around. We just try to find out which one is the derogatory term.
Well, I'll tell you, there aren't many around here.
You have a word for a fellow who never gets to town much, and when he does come in, he really acts strange because he's been away from town so long? Hick?
Yeah,
we use that, Hick.
That's
good. You just call him a boomer or anything? Yahoo or?
No, he didn't hear.
Hillbilly? Backwoodsman?
Hillbilly.
Man.
Are there any hills around here?
No.
They're hillbillies anyway. I see. The man who brings the letters every day is the
postman?
I should say the bills. Now, if your wife's calling you to go with her, you aren't ready to go, you might say, well, I'll be ready in
a few minutes.
Or in just, what do you say?
Yeah, just a minute. Make it as short as you can.
Probably work the other way around, doesn't it, huh? If you want to know how far, if you want to know the distance, the number of miles it is to Ohio, you might ask somebody, well, how far
is it?
You find something outstanding and you want everybody to see it, and you say, hey everybody.
look
where?
Here.
Look, and then put it together. Just put it together, the two words. You said look.
Look here.
The combination of vowels and consonants. Interesting here.